I'm Glenn Richards, and this is Morning Edition on Florida's 89.1 WUFT-FM. In just a moment, we'll be speaking with musician Big Sam Williams about his band, Big Sam's Funky Nation, their new album, and their appearance at High Dive in downtown Gainesville tonight with the Savants of Soul. But first, a little taste of Big Sam's Funky Nation from their new album. Here's What's My Name, Big Sam, on WUFT. That's What's My Name, Big Sam, from the new album by Big Sam's Funky Nation, Songs in the Key of Funk, Volume 1. I'm Glenn Richards, and this is Morning Edition on Florida's 89.1 WUFT. Joining us on the phone is Big Sam Williams, trombonist and vocalist and leader of Big Sam's Funky Nation. They blew the crowd away as one of the headliners at Bodidley Plaza for Chainsville 2017, and I was in the crowd. I was one of the people whose mind was blown. Sam was a former member of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and he's played and recorded backup for a number of other bands and artists, including one of my favorites. You worked with Elvis Costello. He had a recurring role on a critically acclaimed HBO series, Tremé, set in post-Katrina New Orleans. And New Orleans figures prominently in the music of Big Sam's Funky Nation. Their sixth album was just released earlier this month, Songs in the Key of Funk, Volume 1. And here to tell us all about it and their show tonight at High Dive is Big Sam Williams. Welcome.
Hey, what's happening, Glenn? How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm really good. Looking forward to this for a while. And looking forward to the show. Your album title is more than a little nod to Stevie Wonder's mid-70s epic, Songs in the Key of Life. That's not a coincidence, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Nah, man, it's definitely a nod. You know, Steve's a huge inspiration, as well as a bunch of other cats. You know, and we had to put the funk out there in the world, you know, let people know that we're still here, we're still rocking and knocking.
Yeah, so your last album was a little more, your press release called it rock-leaning, but this one, you're down to the funk.
Yeah, the last one was definitely, you know, leaning more towards rock, man, and it was a great album, you know. I loved it, and I loved the songs, the band loved it, the fans loved it.
So what prompted the focus for this album?
What prompted, man, was that, you know, during the whole rock thing, it's cool and it's great, and I still love it, but we were dealing with more, you know, people come to show and they'll sing the songs. They weren't really dancing as much. They're like, now to hear or whatever. But, like, you know, dealing with the funk, man, people love to dance. I love to dance. I want to see people dance. I want to see smiles on people's faces and having a great time. You know, I don't just want people to sit there singing. Of course, I love it when you sing back to them. But to have people rocking and dancing and smiling and laughing and having a great time, man, that just brings joy to my heart, you know?
Right. So you decided, like, okay, we're going to make people dance on this record.
Yeah, I said, we're a dancing band for the most part, so this is going to be a dance album, and we need to stick to that, you know?
Okay. So where do you draw your inspirations for this album, then?
Oh, man, just like a bunch of my favorites, including the Gap Band, Marvin and the Time, Prince, P-Funk, Ray James. So many artists that just inspired me, you know, even Alan Toussaint and the Beatles and the Neville Brothers. You know, so it's more like some, you know, like your 70s and 80s funk meets, you know, New Orleans. You know, that's how I like to think of it.
Right. I think a lot of the New Orleans stuff is pretty darn funky, but but it's a different kind of funk. I mean, New Orleans has its own thing, man.
Yeah,
everything that comes out of there is a little bit different.
Exactly. It's a whole nother monster, you dig. So, and that's why I want to combine both of them together and make our own combo, you know, like make it, put some extra seasoning in there, you dig.
I like it.
There you are.
Very cool. So, what's the plan then? You guys are doing a bunch of shows here in Florida.
Yeah, we're all over Florida, man. Coming through, we're leaving, coming back. Tonight at the High Dive, it was going to be off the chain, man. I remember last time I was there, I even got up in a jam with Big Freedia, which is also, she's also a New Orleans native, and we had a blast that night, you know, so I can't wait to come back and do it all over again, man. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, she was just back here recently as well, so it's very cool that you guys are back. I was hoping you guys would come back too. So tomorrow night, you guys are going to be at the Crowbar in Ybor City, and then Sunday, 1904 Music Hall in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. So it's going down, man. You know, we're making our Florida run. And, you know, at one point we weren't hitting Florida enough. So I'm like, man, look, we got to, like, keep hitting Florida. So we're going to make it a point to keep coming on out there and bringing people to the phone.
It's pretty incredible. I was preaching about you guys after I saw you last time. And I just saw George Clinton a couple of weeks ago in Orlando at the House of Blues. So I'm primed and ready for this.
Yeah, you're right. George is the man. I mean, God. Yeah, he's a beast.
For those who don't really know what funk is, how would you define it? How would you explain it?
Funk is that kind of music that gets you moving, gets you dancing. You know, if you like James Brown, you like T-Funk, you know, that's funk. Bootsy Collins, all of that, that's funk, you know. When you hear funk, you can't do nothing but just lose control and move your body, you know. Whether you think it's dancing or not, if you're moving, you're dancing, you know. So even if you got your own little thing going on, that's what we like to see. So that's what funk is. It's just uncontrollable. You just want to do what comes natural to you, you know.
I love the quote that you made. Funk is life for me. Funk is everything. We all need some of it in our lives.
That's right. And fortunately for me, I got a whole lot of it.
So let's talk about a couple of the songs on the album. Tell me about Buzzin'.
Buzzin' is a tune I started writing with Kevin Griffin from Better Than Nashville. I went out to his spot out in Nashville, and you know, we've been trying to work together for a while. Well, write together. We've been working together for a long time now, over 10 years. But we've been wanting to write together for a while, so we hooked up, and you know, I gave him some ideas of like what I was trying to do and what I was looking for, and you know, we came up with Buzzin'. Kevin Griffin, myself, and James Moore, we were all in Nashville writing. And then what we came up with, I came back to New Orleans with it and brought it to my kids, and Andrew Bingham and Jerry Henderson, and we all just kind of flipped it just a little bit, you know? It's like one, two, many girls you can choose in the morning light. It's like three, four, other ones looking up for the night done. So that's how Buzzin' came about. But it's a great song, man. We got the vocal going on. Got some Zapp and Roger happening, you know. It's a funky tune.
And tell me about Poke Chop.
Poke Chop. Yeah, you're right. Poke Chop is, as you hear, you know, we get into our funk, you know, get into Gap Band style funk. And then, you know, then I take it to New Orleans, where in New Orleans there's a hip-hop called Bouncy. You know, that's the genre of hip-hop in New Orleans. As we just talked about Big Freedia, the innovator, I would like to say, of Bounce is DJ Jubilee. You know, he's like the creator of it. And it's just that, it's just syncopated to get you moving. It's like, you know, and you hear that groove, man, everybody want to shake something, you know. They even got the fellas shaking now, too. It's crazy. But once that groove comes on, man, everybody seems to love it. It's just contagious and infectious, and you can't do nothing but cut up.
I love the 70s synths in it. It sounds really cool. Throwback.
Yeah, you're right.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be live tonight at High Dive in downtown Gainesville. And the album just came out, so you guys are going to be touring for this for months, right?
Yeah, we'll be out for like the next 3 or 4 months.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. You want to find out more about Big Sam's Funky Nation, just go to BigSamsFunkyNation.com and on Facebook/BigSamsFunkyNation. And we're going to leave folks off with another track from the album here. Big Sam Williams, thank you so much for calling in. Big Sam's Funky Nation, along with Gainesville great band, the Savants of Soul, going to be playing with you guys tonight.
Get badass.
Yeah, those guys can play too. It's going to be a funky night at the High Dive in downtown Gainesville. Big Sam Williams, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. See you soon. Peace.
More information about Big Sam's Funky Nation with the Savants of Soul tonight at High Dive in downtown Gainesville at highdivegainesville.com. Here's the first single from Big Sam's Funky Nation off their new album, Songs in the Key of Funk, Volume 1. Poke Chop on Florida's 89.1 WUFT-FM.